DRP methods and policies. Here we discuss bucketed versus bucketless systems, DRP order policies, bills of distribution, safety stock policies, and transaction control points for inventory control. Bucketed versus bucketless systems. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines bucketed and bucketless systems as follows. Bucketed system. A material requirements planning, distribution requirements planning, or other time phase system in which all time phase data is accumulated into time periods called buckets. If the period of accumulation is 1 week, then the system is said to have weekly buckets. Bucketless system. A material requirements planning, distribution requirements planning, or other time phase system in which all time phase data is processed, stored, and usually displayed using dated records rather than defined time periods. Buckets. DRP allows planners to organize orders in time periods, even though the system stores supply and demand orders by the actual due date. Most DRP systems have a bucketless display. As seen in Exhibit 7-39, the bucketless display allows the planner to see the required detail by due date. Note, OHB is on-hand balance. DRP order policies. When the resupply order action is triggered for an item, the DRP system uses order policies to calculate the order lot size based on demand requirements. Common order policies used in DRP include the following. Discrete or lot for lot. This type of ordering makes sense when multiple assortments can be shipped together. Fixed period requirements. This type of ordering makes sense when a regular delivery or milk run will be made. Discrete above standard lot size. Requiring a purchase of a minimum of the lot avoids small orders while allowing scaling up from there more precise levels. Incremental above standard lot size. This makes sense if additional increments can be in logistics-friendly quantities, such as a pallet or a row on a pallet. It will help avoid overstock, such as for expensive inventory. Multiples of standard lot size. Allowing only standard lots makes sense when the materials handling expense or other logistical costs of split lots are not economical. Minimum/maximum order quantity. This method is useful when the priority is on carefully maintaining inventory at stocking locations and lead times are short. Lot costing models. Optimizing lot sizes works well when demand has low variability. It is easy to lose overall perspective when calculating order quantities. With DRP, the important thing is what is needed by when. The right order quantity is useless if it doesn't arrive when it is needed. Bills of distribution. Independent customer demand has a direct impact on the forecast in the DRP record. This drives the question of how an organization facilitates the transfer of demand for the product from the point of customer demand at the lowest level satellite warehouses or regional distribution centers, DCs, upward through the distribution channel to the central supply source. The answer is the bill of distribution, BOD, or distribution network structure, which specifies replenishment planning parameters. As seen in Exhibit 7-40, the bill of distribution traces the inventory flow channel for every item sold. Exhibit 7-40, bill of distribution. The BOD provides the location and flow information that supports the main distribution planning functions. Logistics resource requirements, planning, LRRP, in conjunction with sales and operations planning. Logistics capacity planning and master scheduling and DRP in conjunction with master scheduling. Organizations that use BODs or a distribution network structure are able to provide inventory planners with visibility to supply and demand relationships in the distribution channel. Clearly establish the relationship between inventory stocking locations at different levels, such as central supply, regional DCs, and satellite DCs. Define the resupply path for each item in each stocking location. Enable the DRP software application to begin low-level coding at the lowest stocking location in the distribution channel and progress up through each level to the appropriate sources of channel supply. With the bill of distribution in place, the organization knows where the inventory is flowing to and from. The choice of a pull, push, or DRP system and determines when to replenish the inventory. DRP safety stock policies. DRP systems can deal with uncertainty through the use of safety stock. Safety stock protects against instances of unplanned variability in supply and demand. It plays the role of a buffer to prevent the organization from experiencing stockouts. The quantity of safety stock is determined by the organization's customer service goals. The higher the goals, the greater the amount of safety stock an organization will carry. Several methods are used to calculate safety stock. An organization may want to have enough on hand to help when things are out of balance, but not so much that the carrying costs end in straining the organization's profitability. One method of determining safety stock levels is to use the predetermined number of days of supply contained in the master record. Another safety stock calculation method accounts for maximum and average daily usage and maximum and average lead time. The calculation is as follows. Another method called the square root law estimates safety stock SS requirements when an organization is considering increasing or decreasing the total number of DCs. In general, adding DCs will decrease the safety stock requirement per DC, but will increase the level of safety stock overall, since this is what will be required to maintain the same customer service level based on root mean squared error calculations, a variant of standard deviation used to calculate safety stock levels based on the forecast error rate. The method assumes that the total level of demand will remain the same. The square root law is calculated as follows, using an example of moving from 1 to 3 DCs and a current level of 100 units of safety stock, providing the targeted level of customer service when 1 DC is used. The same formula can be adapted to determine the safety stock per location, given information on average demand per DC. In the example that follows, assume that the same single DC as in the prior example had average demand of 1,200 units and that when 3 DCs are being considered, one of these would have average demand of 400 units. Assuming that the other 2 DCs are identical in demand, 58 units times 3 equals 174 units. The difference from the first example is due to rounding. The challenge in calculating safety stock is forecast reliability. If the forecast error rates are not stable, any safety stock quantities calculated based on these error rates will be too high in some periods and too low in others. Frequent stockouts or overstocks can result in a loss of credibility for the method. It is important to remember that safety stock is there to protect the organization against fluctuations in demand and lead time, buffering against unexpected occurrences. Transaction control points for inventory control. The more accurate inventory control can be, the less financial drain inventory will be on the organization. Inaccurate inventory control leads to more missed shipments, backorders, customer complaints, lost sales, and customer turnover. One way inventory control is established is through the use of transaction control points. These control points document the path inventory takes from the time it enters the organization until it is shipped to the customer. For this to be effective, managers must document inventory flow through the organization, making note of each point where the inventory flows through the distribution channel. According to Ross in Distribution Planning and Control, the execution of this process is called the 3 pounds, people, process, paper. People, having the right people assigned to track and maintain the inventory, and the right approvals to control transactions. Process includes both the place and the process where the inventory transaction must occur. Paper, the physical or electronic documentation that must travel with the inventory at each transaction point. The result of consistent application of this process is accurate inventory control.